It is very vulnerable for me to record this podcast this week because it is really a weakness in my life. We are in a series talking about the life of Christ and the things that he taught us through his relationships with people and how he handled all of those relationships while he was on earth. The hardest thing, one of the hardest things I saw him do as I'm reading, I'm not that old, okay? I did not see him do this in my reading of the four Gospels, was the day that he was with his disciples and he was teaching them. And he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said a few things that people were saying. And he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You're the Christ. You're the Son of God. You are God." And immediately Jesus complimented Peter in front of all his peers. And he, at this point, kind of made him their leader, if he wasn't already. Anytime Peter is mentioned in the four Gospels, he's listed first. So it almost seems like he's the natural leader of the disciples. And it seems that he's been kind of given more authority in this passage. So he complimented Peter and he said, "You know, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father, God, revealed that to you." And then he goes into telling about how on this rock I will build my church, and he talks about himself. And he gives Peter, you know, authority. So he really builds him up in front of his peers. Then, same conversation. That's important to remember. This is the same day, the same conversation. For the very first time, he starts to reveal to his disciples the whole plan for why he's on earth. And it's not pleasant. He starts to tell them that he is going to be arrested. He's going to be beaten and crucified and rise again the third day. Can you imagine the first time hearing that after you have followed Jesus for 3 years? Immediately, Peter took him, like physically, put his hands on Jesus' shoulders, rebuked him, okay, rebuked the Son of God in front of everyone, and said, "Oh no, not so, far be it from you. We're not going to let that happen to you." And Jesus immediately looks at him and says the famous line, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Called Peter Satan, because you don't savor the things of God, you savor the things of this world, of men. So the point I'm making is Jesus was very honest. He would build up Peter and tell him, compliment him and praise him. And in the same day, in front of the same people, pretty much called him Satan. He did call him Satan. He said, "You reminded me of the devil, how you're acting right now. I'm going to ask you a question because I'm asking myself this, but I already know the answer and it's not a good one. How well, my friends, do you take correction?" It's not hard to be complimented and praised. I know it sometimes can feel awkward, but everyone feels good to receive affirmation, especially from their authorities, their boss at work, or someone in front of your peers. That feels good. That feels good. But what if you received affirmation at work, maybe in a meeting, and your boss complimented an answer you gave in a business meeting or work that you had done, a report you had done, and he praised you in front of everyone? That would feel good. And then before the end of the meeting, he pretty much gives you the worst insult ever. It doesn't get much worse than "get thee behind me, Satan," being said to Peter. What is your reaction after that? Mine, not so good. I do not like to be put down, especially publicly. I don't like to be corrected. It is definitely a weakness in my life. I don't like to be told what to do, but I definitely don't like to be insulted and corrected. Ladies, if we are following God, and we're not just saved, we're not just believers, we are followers of Jesus. The Bible tells us that at some time we are going to be reprimanded, we are going to be corrected, we are going to be scolded and punished, just like a father would to a child that needs correction. And it's not easy, especially when the life lessons that God is teaching us involve our humiliation in front of others. Sometimes that happens. It's hard. It's hard in the moment. But even if we would like to get to the point where we can take it well, even in the moment. But even if we don't take it well in the moment, can we circle back around as quickly as possible without putting God on trial and end up with gratitude that he's willing to correct us and teach us and train us in whatever way he sees fit? It's a hard question because this is kind of upper level Christianity. This is the not fun part. And he has some real creative ways of dealing with us in our life. And I have really been thinking about this because possibly some ways would be easier than others according to our different personalities. But he knows exactly what will change us, exactly what will make us more like Jesus. And the Lord is not going to hold back with his children because the end goal is Christ-likeness. So if you are going through some things now that seem hard and, like Peter, seem embarrassing in front of others, maybe it's something that's happening to you that your church family sees, your family sees. Possibly it's financial or a loss of a job or health or something. And it's a struggle to go through that in front of everyone you know. My encouragement to you and to me is try to shorten the time between the hurt of what's happening and the trust in God. Don't get off into the weeds and get mad and bitter at God because of his way of correcting you. The faster we can learn our lessons, see God's hand in things that are not pleasant in our lives, and listen to the Holy Spirit and get in line with what he has for us, the further we can grow, the more potential we have to be used by him, the more like Jesus we can become while on earth. The less time we waste in foolish pride. I'm mainly talking to myself here this week because I need to hear this. Maybe you do too. Peter, for all his faults, you don't see him over in the corner with a poochy lip disease. He got called out in some big ways, like Jesus saying later on, "You're going to deny me 3 times tonight." He was so shocked. He's never going to deny Jesus. And Jesus called him. Jesus kept him on a very short leash. He didn't let Peter get away with a lot of things. But look at the end of Peter's life. The thousands of people he was able to bring to the Lord. He allowed God free rein in his life to call him on his weaknesses and his sins and his faults and his error. And that is who I want to be. I'm not there, but it's who I want to be. Just a little encouragement for us today as we grow in the Christian life. Let's love God and love others. Look for ways to do that all week long. Have a great week, friends.